Harper One and Harper Audio present Demonic Foes, my 25 years as a psychiatrist, investigating possessions, diabolic attacks, and the paranormal, by Richard Gallagher, MD, read by Kevin Collins. Forward. As his past academic chairman for many years, I can attest that Dr. Richard Gallagher is a multi-talented psychiatrist and a highly respected clinician who is also a valued teacher. He embarked on a serious scholarly study long ago concerning the fascinating, if controversial, subject of suspected demonic possession. Contrary to a widespread belief, such phenomena not only continue to be reported in today's world, but they still defy easy explanation as simplistically conceived medical or psychiatric disorders. Dr. Gallagher brings his trained intellect and unimpeachable integrity to bear on the investigation of such states of possession, and has undoubtedly directly encountered more of these hard-to-explain and intriguing cases than any other physician. Hence, his book may well be unique in history, the serious treatment of a long-disputed topic by a superbly credentialed academic physician, a full professor of psychiatry, who can accurately offer personally informed accounts, in painstaking detail, of modern-day examples. Joseph T. English, M.D., Sidney E. Frank Distinguished Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, New York Medical College, past President, American Psychiatric Association. Introduction. The devil's greatest trick is to convince us he doesn't exist. La plus belle des ruses du diable est de vous persuader qu'il n'existe pas. Baudelaire, Le Joueur Généreux. What is said in the dark, speak in the light. And what you hear whispered, shout from the housetops. Matthew 10:27, my translation. In my experience, the idea of demonic possession is so controversial and so often misunderstood that I want at the outset to establish some scholarly plausibility to the notion, along with my bona fides. Typical reactions to the topic reflect our nation's polarization. Despite widespread belief in evil spirits in the United States and around the world, some people find the subject far-fetched, even moronic. Yet others spot the devil everywhere. And so here, I detail my personal story and highlight the credibility of possessions, while simultaneously offering some sober reflections on various exaggerations and abuses. Initial medical and religious reaction in many quarters to the draft, from both well-informed academics and doctors, as well as from experienced exorcists, has been gratifyingly positive. Readers may be surprised to learn that many physician colleagues of mine around the world agree with my findings, though they may be reluctant to speak out so openly, with some notable exceptions. For instance, a Harvard faculty psychiatrist has called this book especially compelling, unquestionably by a world expert, whose academic rigor is impeccable, and whose personal integrity is above reproach. A prominent professor of neurology found the manuscript most striking by a witness who is completely trustworthy and one of the smartest persons I've ever met. A leading American exorcist describes it as extremely helpful, coming as the book does from America's go-to medical expert on the subject of diabolic attacks. Whenever I need help, I go to him. He's so respected in the field. Demonic Foes relates unmistakable cases of demonic possession and other diabolic attacks that I directly encountered over the past 25 years. I did not originally volunteer to consult upon these cases. Rather, I responded to requests from religious leaders for my professional opinion, and I overcame my hesitation about writing this book only after securing the permission of the afflicted men and women I agreed to help. In 2016, I published an essay solicited by the Washington Post. The editor asked me to give readers my professional perspective, as a psychiatrist, of demonic possessions. The piece attracted more than 1 million online hits. Thousands of comments called for fuller evidence, which at the time I was disinclined to divulge. A CNN online profile of me, with an accompanying television interview, elicited a similar response. At the same time, professional colleagues and scores of exorcists were also regularly urging me, as a professor and physician, to report my findings and methods. Finally, scholars of non-pathological theories of possessions have long called
Sample complete. Ready to continue?